what we're supposed to do in these times, whether we're in the last days or the first of the last days or the last of the last days, we should be living the same way anyway. Should we be taking sides with the people that are arguing about the Bible? No. You know what we should be taking? Dominion. Should we be winning arguments politically or spiritually? No. We should be winning souls. All right, welcome to Think Like a Champion, a podcast dedicated to helping you win in every way and enjoy every day. And even in these days that we're living in, we can actually enjoy our everyday lives. God created us to enjoy life. He said, I haven't come to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil comes to do that. The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that you would have life in abundance to the full till it overflows. Now listen. You're going to have overflowing life today, but before we dive into today's content, I want to thank everyone who's written a review, shared this podcast on social media. Thanks for helping us expand our community of champions. Thanks for being a part of building a community of champions, and that's our vision here on Think Like a Champion. So continue to spread this. Every post, every review that you write or everything that you do to help expand this, it matters. Thank you for sharing what you're hearing and what you're seeing. Now, I want to dive into today's content because someone sent me recently a warning on social media, not a personal warning, but a warning about the times we're living in, the fear that everybody's experiencing, the anxiety that people are feeling, the wars and trouble and earthquakes and all sorts of things that the Bible talks about happening in what's quote-unquote, the last days, but I want to share some thoughts with you that I think are going to help alleviate some fears and really empower you for victorious living in these days that we're living in, whatever time period that we call this, whether these are the last days or the last of the last days or nowhere near the last days. These are going to be your best days. Are you ready for your best days? No matter what days we're living in, you can experience your best days. But somebody sent me this warning of a woman who was buying groceries at Whole Foods with using her palm print for ID at an Amazon-owned retailer. So, and the fear from this is the association that seems to have with people who interpret the Bible as meaning that must be the mark of the beast and we're living in the end times. And because a person who's buying groceries with their palm must have taken the mark of the beast, or that person is doing the things that is getting ready for people to take the mark of the beast, like the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation. Now, I want to alleviate these fears because I don't believe that's what's happening. I don't believe that's actually taking place right now, nor do I believe that it will resemble quite what we think it's going to look like. We don't know all that it's going to look like, but guess what? We're not all going to be here when it happens. Now, let me get into that in a moment, but I also want to alleviate your fears by letting everybody know. You know, there's also, if you've been on an international flight anytime recently, then you'll see that there is biometric boarding now, facial recognition now to board a plane internationally. So they're not even reading your boarding pass. They're reading your face. They're reading your facial recognition. Now it's the same kind of facial recognition that's used on people's cell phones. Now listen, I know there's people way over on this extreme that all of that is demonic, and way over on this extreme, like all that is silly. And then we have to find what is the balance? What does the Bible actually say? Well, let me encourage you that we have to stop worrying and start winning. We have to stop. This is what Thinking Like a Champion is all about. We have to stop worrying and we have to start winning. What do we have to start winning? We have to start winning the battle of our own mind. We have to win in our sense of personal responsibility. We have to win souls. You know, we're not here to win arguments. We have to not listen to every Tom, Dick, and Harry who's a Bible expert on social media. You know, here's the question. Is it working in their life when they're telling you everything the Bible says, or when they're telling you not to take this or not to do this or not to do that. Listen, do you take advice from financial advisors who are not doing well in their own finances? Do you take advice from personal fitness coaches that don't seem to have fitness under control in their own life? Do you take biblical advice from people who have no real joy in their life, but instead they're full of fear? Well, I don't take advice from people that aren't experts at what they do, and I don't want you to do that either. So how are we going to deal with the times that we're living in, and how are we going to look at the times that we're living in? You know, I want to read the scripture to you in 2 Timothy chapter 3. I mentioned this last week, but last time on our podcast, but chapter 3 of 2 Timothy verse 1, know this, that in the last days, difficult times, terrible times, perilous times will come. So clearly the Bible is telling us that there are going to be difficult times that are going to come. Are we in the last days? Well, the question to ask really ourselves is, are we dealing with difficult times? Because, oh, how can I put this to you? You know, Derek Jeter said something that really struck me recently. I was just watching some of the baseball playoffs last week, and Derek Jeter played for the New York Yankees, as you know, and most people know, and for, I don't know, 20 years or so, and won 4 or 5 World Series. He was the captain of the Yankees. He was the most popular of the Yankees for years and years, for decades, really. And he knew a thing or two, and knows a thing or two about winning and losing. And he said something that he learned over the years that really grabbed me. And it was this, because in baseball and in basketball also, hockey as well, there's best of 7 playoff series, right? So you got to win 4 out of 7s, whether you can do it in 4 games or whether you do it in 7 games. And many baseball series, basketball series, now we don't know, those of us that are local in the Chicago area, we don't know much about a 7th game in world championships, because when Michael Jordan was leading the Chicago Bulls, you know, I don't think he ever needed 7 games to win the championships. I think he always won them in 6 or less, if I'm not mistaken, but you can check that with the records on the GOAT when it comes to basketball, right? You'll know. And if you know, you know. And you guys know. But anyway, this guy knew a thing or two about seven game series. And he said this. He said he learned over the years to play every day like it was the 7th game of the World Series. He said, because then, he said, that might sound really simple. He said, but I learned to play every day. Every game is like game 7. Because he said, if you think like that, then you won't have to adjust, you won't have to stress, you won't freak out emotionally when you actually are playing in a 7th game, because you're already living like you're already playing in it. This is great wisdom. How can this apply to our daily lives? How can this apply to our lives right now? If you live like it's your last days, you are ready for the last days. Somebody's got to say amen if you're watching this today. If you are living like it's your last days, you are ready for the last days. You know, instead of trying to predict the times we're living in, just to be safe, just to make sure, gosh, if I know for sure that I'm living in the last days, then I got to know that for sure, because then I'm going to change some things. Change them anyway. If there's some things that you would change when you knew that it was the last days, change them now. If there's some things you would say to someone, if you knew it was your last time to see them, say it now. Listen, when it comes to what we're supposed to do in these times, whether we're in the last days or the first of the last days or the last of the last days, we should be living the same way anyway. Should we be taking sides with the people that are arguing about the Bible? No. You know what we should be taking? Dominion. Should we be winning arguments politically or spiritually? No. We should be winning souls. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 31 says, "He who is wise wins souls." The goal in life should be, in these last days, to win people to Jesus. The goal in these last days is to live a life that honors and glorifies God. What would you do if these were the last days? Do that. What would you do if this was your last year to live? Do that. What would you do if this was the time that Jesus was going to come back and look at your life? Do that. Wow. You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, like I said, he says that in the last days there will be terrible times, difficult times. What do we do? And he described those difficult times. He said, men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, boastful, arrogant, fearful, judgmental, self-righteous, holding to a form of godliness but denying the power. He goes through and describes all of the things that would happen in these last days. Jesus even said in the last days there'll be wars and rumors of wars, famines and earthquakes. Seems like we've been living in those for as long as we can remember. You know why? Because we have been, because a day to the Lord is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years is as a day. And I know that the content of this podcast is all about thinking like a champion, and I know I'm giving you a lot of biblical truth or biblical thoughts about the last days, quote unquote. But this is how champions think. Instead of waiting for the seventh game of the World Series, let's play the first game like it's the seventh game. Instead of thinking that this is our last chance and this is the last day that we have to be kind, the last day we have to tell someone we love them, the last time we'll have to share the gospel with somebody, let's do it today. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. You know, God tells us in verse 14 of this same chapter, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he tells us what to do. He said, these are the days it's going to be like. But as for you, see, we always like to say, are we living in these days? Are we doing this? Is this happening? Is the book of Daniel coming to pass? Is the book of Revelation coming to pass? Is the book of 2 Thessalonians coming to pass? Is this going to happen now? Is this going to happen now? Is this going to happen? As for you, he says in verse 14, as for you, we should be focused on as for you, as long as it has to do with you. You know, people ask me all the time, how do you have peace with somebody who doesn't want to have peace with you? You have peace with them as much as it has to do with you. In other words, as much as you can control, which is you can only control yourself, then have peace with that person based on what you can control. Have you apologized? Have you forgiven them? Have you been kind? Like, control you. Don't worry about what they do. Don't worry about the outcome of what they do in making the right or wrong decision. Be focused on what you're supposed to do, as it has to do with you. So he says, God instructs us, as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of. You know what to do in the last days? Continue in what you have learned and become convinced of. What to do in these days? Continue in what you have learned and become convinced of. What should you do in the days that we're living in, whether they're the last days or the first days? Continue to do what you have learned and have become convinced of. See, doesn't this set you free from having to make a prediction? Doesn't this feel free? We don't have to worry now about what the days are that we're in. We don't have to worry about Nostradamus or any of the prophets of the Bible or the kind. Are we making the right predictions of all the things that are going to happen in the world? The answer to that, no, nobody's ever making all the right predictions. But you know what we can always do? As it has to do with me, I can always do what I've learned and become convinced of. He says, because you know who you've learned these things from. He said, how from infancy, in verse 15, you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise. Wow, he says, you know, the things you've learned from the time you were a child. You learned about David and Goliath. You learned about Joseph and his brothers. You learned about Moses and Joshua and Elijah. And you learned about Noah building an ark. And he says, just as you've learned from infancy the power and the beauty of the Holy Scriptures. You've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise. He said, you know what's going to make you wise? Not predicting what days we're living in? You know what's going to make you wise? The Holy Scriptures. He said, for all Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for correction, for reproof, and for instruction or training in righteousness. So the man of God, the servant of God, you know what we should be doing in these days? Being men and women of God, being servants of God. He said, so the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. You know what we should be focused on in these last days? The Holy Scriptures, the wisdom that comes from them, and the power that comes from the Scriptures to equip us to do good things in this life, in these days we're living in. You know, are we living in the last days is like saying, is it, how should we live on Monday? Same way we should live on Tuesday. How should we live on Saturday? Same day, same way we should live on Sunday. Now, I know we have schedules for our different days, but you know, you only have 24 hours in any day. Live the best day you can actually absolutely live today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Do it today. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Let's talk about the fear of judgment, because so many people are afraid of standing before God and being judged. The Scripture says we don't have to be afraid of judgment day. He says in 1 John chapter 4, and I believe it's in verse 17, by this is love perfected in us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love, he says in 1 John 4, perfect love casts out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not realized the perfect love that God has for them. They haven't been perfected in love, or they haven't experienced perfect love. We've all experienced earthly love, but perfect love is the love of God. And when you have accepted Jesus Christ into your life, you don't have to be afraid of judgment day, because in the day of judgment, you'll have confidence and boldness, because just as he is, so are you, so are we. God sees you. The moment you accept Jesus Christ into your life, God sees you just as he sees Jesus. God appropriates to you whatever he would appropriate to Jesus. God identifies with you the same way he identifies with Jesus. Now let's talk about fear of the end times. Who should be afraid if they're living in the end times? The only person that should be afraid, and really they don't even have to be afraid because they can be inspired to have what God offers, and that is the only person that could possibly be afraid is the one who doesn't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 17, verse 3, he said, for this is eternal life, that they may know you, Father, and that they may know that you sent me, that they may know me, and that they may know you. Well, who's heard of the most famous verse of all, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Think about that. If whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life, then what do we have to be afraid of? What do we have to be afraid of if we've accepted Jesus into our lives? Because only through him can we receive forgiveness of sin and have an eternity with God. You know, Billy Graham was always the best at talking about spending eternity with God or without God. If you would just receive forgiveness that Jesus paid for on the cross, you could have eternity with God. Boy, that's where the joy really is in life, is having the knowledge that you are in right standing with God, that you have been justified with God, and you've been made right with him. If you haven't accepted Jesus into your life, then there is the fear that you will experience, because there is an uncertainty of the judgment day. And the only way to be certain is to truly just accept the only substitute that there can be for your sin and for my sin is Jesus. Just accept him right now. Just pray. Heavenly Father, just pray this right now, right where you are. You want to be sure? You want to have confidence and peace in these days? If these are the last days, this is the only way to have peace in any day, let alone whether it's the last day or the first day or the very last of the last days. If Jesus is going to split the skies today, be ready. How can you be ready? Accept him into your life. Receive him as the Son of God. Receive him as the only way to be forgiven of your sins. Just pray this out loud. Heavenly Father, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. And I accept Jesus into my life as my Savior. Amen. That's it. You prayed that prayer. You don't have to be afraid of standing before God on the day of judgment. If God is your Father now, and the Bible says if you accept him, if you accept Jesus, then God becomes your Father just as much as he's Jesus' Father. And if God is your Father, guess what that means? There's really nothing to be worried or afraid about. In Luke chapter 12, verse 32, Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock." What a calming message. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your heavenly Father is happy to give you the kingdom. For your heavenly Father is glad to give you the kingdom. That's why he says in verse 33, "Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will neither fail nor wear thief can break in, nor moth can destroy." Now, I want you to think about this. God doesn't scare us by saying, "You better get rid of all your possessions." He's saying, when you realize that he is your Father and he gladly gives you his kingdom, then it's easy for you to part ways with your possessions. It's easy for you to be generous. It's easy for you to be kind. It's easy for you to give. You know why? Because you already know that you don't have to be afraid, because the only reason that people don't, they're not generous, is because they're afraid they won't have enough. It's the only reason people aren't generous. It's not because they're truly selfish people. It's when we're not generous, it's because we're afraid. That's the only reason. That's the root of it all. We're afraid. But when you know that your Father has chosen gladly. Now, not only has he made the choice to give you the kingdom, but he's chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. Whew, puts a smile on my face every time I think about that. These words of Jesus bring me peace and bring me calm like nothing else can. So I think if we are talking about the end times, the most important thing we can do is make sure we're with the one who's going to remain standing when the end times come, and that is our Heavenly Father. And he's chosen, not just chosen to give you the kingdom. What is his attitude? What is his disposition? He's chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. Wow. So notice this. He said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust can destroy and thieves can break in and steal, but rather," he says, "store up for yourselves treasures in heaven." What is Jesus saying? Where neither moth nor rust can destroy and where thieves cannot break in or steal. He's saying to make eternal investments. What should we be doing in the last days? We should be making sure that we're making eternal investments. What if we're not in the last days? Make sure we're making eternal investments. What if we are in the last days? Make sure we're making eternal investments. In other words, it's game seven today. Whether it's game one or whether it's game seven, we're going to treat it the same. It is a must-win game. It is a must-win day. We must win the battle of our minds. We must win souls. We must stop winning arguments and start winning the hearts of men to introduce them to a God they can be reconciled with and they can spend eternity with him no matter what time he says the clock has run out. And only he can say when the clock runs out. Whew. All we have to do is start making eternal investments. And you know what else we can do? We can start living a life worthy of the calling that we have in Christ Jesus. Why wait until the last day? Why wait until you're sure that we're in the last days to start living a life that is worthy of the calling with which he's called us? You know, he says in Ephesians chapter 4, walk in a manner that is worthy of the calling with which you've been called. And he says, how do you walk in this manner? How do you walk in a way that is worthy of the calling of Christ? He says, with all humility and gentleness and patience and bearing with one another in love and eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Boy, if we just double-clicked on that, and what if we said, you know, what if I came to you and said to you, thus saith the Lord, and I start prophesying like I'm more of a prophet than I am, and I tried to put on this prophetic voice, and I changed my accent, and just to make sure you know I'm prophesying to you, and I said, thus saith the Lord, walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called in these last days, and be gentle and in all humility. You see, if I say it different, maybe you'll think, oh, wow, that's profound. But you know what? These words are true today as much as they'll be true in Game 7, in the last of the last days, in the first of the first days, or in the middle of the days of the week. He tells us very simply, in all humility. So what should we be working on if we're in the last day? All humility. Am I there yet? No. So guess what? I got something to work on. Are you there yet? No. So guess what? You got something to work on. Instead of worrying about somebody paying for their groceries with their palm, let's be making sure our hands are humble and our hearts are filled with all humility. Until we're there, we don't need to be concerned about anything else until we're there. So guess what? Let's start winning the battle of our mind. Let's start winning in accepting and embracing the full responsibility for our lives. And let's start winning souls. And if we would focus on that with a heart of humility, we'll be ready for the Lord's return today, tomorrow, next year, next decade, next century, next millennium. You'll be ready because of these simple truths that are every game truths in a game of seven, in a series of seven games. We live like it's the seventh every game. Amen. That's how simple it is. Hey, thank you for joining me on Think Like a Champion. I got so many more things I want to share with you, but we're out of time in today's podcast. So would you take a moment and share this with someone who needs to hear it, someone who's afraid, someone who's worried, someone who doesn't want to take the mark of the beast? You're not taking the mark of the beast by boarding an airplane. You're not taking the mark of the beast. You know, the beast isn't even here yet because you're here. We'll get into that next time. Take a moment and subscribe to the podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. And thank you for those of you who are generous and who give to pay it forward and help us get this message out to more people. Would you take a moment and just click on lifechangerschurch.com/give and make a donation of any amount? Every amount matters. Every gift matters. Every person who gives matters. And every person who can't give matters too. And that's why we ask those who can give to help so that we can reach people who can't. Lifechangerschurch.com/give. And thank you in advance. Until next time, listen, keep thinking like a champion, because as a man thinks, so is he. God bless.